Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good afternoon and good morning. I am Kaneen Morgan, your host, and here with me is co-host Shalandra Norman. Shalandra, how are you today?
Hi, Kaneen. I am doing wonderful. Hello, Writers Nation. Hope everyone is having a fabulous, fabulous Tuesday. It is so pretty out here, Kaneen. I tell you, Dallas is looking great. How is New York looking?
New York always looked great. However, it's raining today. It's a little cloudy, it's about 50 degrees here. So, you know, we're always looking forward to, you know, the warm weather, the bright summery weather. We always look forward to that. So yeah, it's great. However, like I said, just a little cloudy, a little chilly. But I know we're moving along because we're going into June. Can you believe, Shalandra, we are going into June? We're like half into the year already.
I know, and I'm so excited. I cannot believe it. I'm like, oh, wow. Just think about it. We're almost half into the year, and look at what all has been accomplished by Writers Nation thus far and Kaneen and Shalandra. So it's like a great thing. I'm so excited. This time last year, I couldn't say that. Although I was doing some great things, but I'm just like bubbly right now, just super excited, you know, for just what we're doing across, you know, the world, not just, you know, the nation. So excited about that. And I'm excited about this week. You know, this is the week of all beautiful mothers across the world will be acknowledged and celebrated on Sunday according to the calendar. But we as mothers know we're always celebrated, even if we have to do it ourselves, right, Kaneen? But we're always celebrated.
Yes. So happy Mother's Day in advance to all you mothers out there. And you know what, Shalandra, one thing I realized is you don't necessarily have – I mean, I think all women are mothers because we're always creating and always giving birth to something. And we may not have a biological child, but whatever we give birth to becomes our child. So everyone is a mother. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of you, to every single one of you in advance.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mother's Day. And, you know, it's such a special day, you know, as well as many other, you know, days that we celebrate. But I know, you know, all the moms across, you know, who is giving birth to, you know, like you said, to children, to some great, awesome idea or just, you know, to something to, you know, to just help make this a better place. It's an awesome thing. It's a wonderful thing, and it's an amazing thing. And I'm so grateful and so excited that, you know, again, I get to, you know, tell myself happy Mother's Day, you know, because there was a time that, you know, I was not, you know, a mother as far as, you know, giving birth to a little one. But, you know, I have a little one and have, you know, adopted two other, you know, little ones. And so, you know, they're much older than the baby, but it's such an awesome experience. And I really, truly, though I complain a lot about being a mother, but, you know, being a mother is such an amazing journey because it really stretches you to the point of being the great you inside because, you know, a mother is going to always protect, you know, and nurture and just, you know, teach, lead and guide, you know, because that's the way we're created. That's what's inside of us. And so that is an amazing experience and opportunity to be able to have a little one and be able to teach them, you know, the things and what we focus on is such a good thing about it because what we focus on is how to teach them to be better. To do things better, to do things differently. And although, you know, our mothers tell us, you know, you're such an amazing daughter, you've done, you know, you're doing great things, and, you know, we look at ourselves, and, of course, we're our own worst critics, and we're like, yeah, I could do this better, I could be like this more, or, you know, say this better, or teach, maybe I could teach him this a little better. And, you know, and our parents always say, you know, you're doing an awesome job, you're this and you're that. And so, and we're teaching our kids, you know, to be even better than how our parents see us. And so I'm so excited, and I know my little one, he doesn't really understand Mother's Day a lot because he's, you know, four, but, you know, when he's told what it is, he definitely is like, okay, so Daddy will get me to get you flowers. Mm-hmm. Daddy would make sure you get flowers, and I'll get you flowers. I'll tell Daddy to get me to get you flowers. It's so funny how he says it, but just, you know, the thought and the meaning behind it means the world.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Kanine?
Well, you know, it's so interesting because I know, Shalon, that on one of the other radio shows, I said what I've been taught by my mom is how to really love unconditionally. And considering her lifestyle and what I was born into, it just really caused me to have an appreciation for life and also to really learn how to love unconditionally. But, you know, you said something, Shalon, where you said where motherhood stretches you.
Yes.
And that's what I realized when, you know, when you've given birth to something or when you have something that you are now building, you know, especially with a child, when you help raising that child, you're building that child, it really stretches you. It causes you to come out of your comfort zone. It causes you to really mature in yourself. You know, it causes so many things. And that's what I always say concerning writing as well. It's like giving birth to something, and you don't fully appreciate it, or you don't fully understand some things until you actually give birth to it. And then once you see it mature, that's when you really, you know, really celebrate it. Although we should celebrate it every single day. And by the way, I love our guest is going to be coming up soon because I know she has a lot to offer concerning this. But
yes.
When you mature is when you celebrate it, but, you know, learn to celebrate it from day one. And I want to say my son is 20. And, of course, you know, when he was younger, he didn't fully, you know, understand Mother's Day or really, I mean, he celebrated me as a mother. And now he's 20. He's into his friends and, you know, himself and things like
right.
that. But yet he always acknowledged me as a mother. But it's not until, you know, like, we are fully mature, even my son, he's fully mature, where they begin to understand and appreciate the value, not just of motherhood, but what they come here for, like their purpose, you know.
Right.
And some people may not understand the purpose of a mother as well. So
yes.
I just, again, want to say to all the mothers, you know, and all the creators, I should say, you are very purposeful. And we as Writers Nation value your purpose. And that's why we formed Shalonda Writers Nation, because we value writers. We value
yes,
the purpose of
absolutely.
Those who have messages, who want to bring it forth into the world. So we
yes.
definitely value you all for that. And then also just for listening, you know, taking time out your schedule to come in and listen and be a part of what we're doing. We value that, and we sincerely thank you for that.
Yes.
But I also want to say, Shalonda, I know we're going to have, I know you're going to mention some things about the about what's coming up for Mother's Day and what we're offering, and we definitely
mm-hmm.
want all to be a part of that. And we have our guests coming, but do you want to share a little bit about what we're doing for Mother's Day?
Yes, we are doing the, you know, the great Mother's Day giveaway. So we're giving away American Express or a Visa gift card. It depends on, you know, your location, where you're at, because we're getting all types of responses, you know, from our social media posts, you know, from all over, not just, you know, around where we're located, but all around. And so we're asking, you know, everyone that listens in to Writers Nation, that hear, you know, from Writers Nation listeners, feel free to definitely submit, you know, just a short story about your mother or about you as being a mother or that special, beautiful person in your life that you look up to as a mother figure. It could be your, you know, your grandmother, your aunt, your sibling, your, you know, whomever that person is. And just write something special about them. You know, if it's not a letter or a short story or a poem, it can be a song, you know, whatever it is, something about what they mean to you, or what, you know, what you be, as being, you know, what you being a mother, what that means to you, and submit that to Writers Nation, to our email, writersnation3@gmail.com. And, you know, if you want us to display it, we will love to. We hope that you want us to display it, because we already know it's going to be such a beautiful piece of art. And I'm sure that that special someone will love to just see and show the world how much, you know, their value and how much they mean to you. So definitely submit it, you know, now all the way till Thursday, and we will be announcing the winner via social media. And also we will highlight them on our next show, which is next Tuesday. And if they would love to be a part and just read it out and share it with the world, we would love to have them on, you know, for a few minutes to just highlight them as well and just showcase them and showcase, you know, what they've written. So it's an exciting opportunity. Who doesn't want something nice and free and where they can go and pay pamper themselves for a while and not have to come out of their own pocket? So certainly continue to send your submissions, and we will definitely select someone on Thursday and make sure we notify them via email and or phone. Kaneen.
All righty, great.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to be going to break time now. Stay tuned. If you have any questions, or if you'd like to add any comments, or you just want to give your feedback, call into 347-989-1363. Press 1 to come into the caller queue, and we will be right back. Stay tuned for our next guest.
Wednesdays at 10:30 Central Time, tune in to Workshop Wednesdays with your host, Tony Gambone. Tony speaks with small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, and experts who share their stories of success. The best way to find success is to listen to the successful and use their experiences to find your own success. That's what Workshop Wednesdays is all about. To learn more and listen to the show, visit workshop-wednesdays.com. Workshop Wednesdays.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to writersnationradio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. We are excited to be back, and we're excited to introduce our first guest this morning. And I just want to say this before I introduce this guest. I'm so happy that I've found someone, and of course, you know, there's always someone that's in the world that's doing something similar as you, and you know, you just, you both have your different take on it, but you're promoting the same idea, the same, you know, concept, but you're doing it in your unique way, because we've all been, you know, created uniquely. And I'm such a big, huge advocate and fan on just being happy. And of course, most of us know that, you know, I have a coaching program, Happy Wealth Coaching, and every time somebody sees me, you know, I'm most of the time smiling or laughing or something. pertaining to happiness. And so, you know, everything that's going on in the world today, you know, happiness is certainly what we need. And sometimes, you know, things happen along the way and you have to kind of find that happiness back. And so I'm so happy to introduce this guest that we have today because she is awesome, what she represents. She's an author. She's a podcaster. She's an international speaker. She's a Huffington Post blogger, one of the very popular, famous news article that's, you know, goes out every day throughout the day on different life topics. And so she's a blogger for Huffington Post, and I really love Huffington Post. They really offer a lot of good, valuable insight in, you know, what goes on in today's world in the news, about life, about just different areas of your lives. And so without further ado, I am introducing Miss Maura Sweeney. How are you today?
Hi, Kanine, and hi, Shalonda. Thanks so much
Hello.
For having me on.
Hi. I'm so glad you could be a part.
Oh, gosh. You know, Kanine, I didn't even realize, I think you might have mentioned this to me, you are a coach and you coach people on happiness. You're right. Happiness comes in a lot of flavors, but it's always the same great outcome.
That's Shalonda Moore. We both are coaches. Yes, I'm a writing coach. Shalonda is the happy wealth coach.
Then that's why I didn't know. Well, Shalonda, we'll have to talk after this is over.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I certainly want to, you know, really jump off into, you know, what you're doing and then your Art of Happiness book and just whatever you're promoting. And I know that it's, you know, the foundation of happiness. We all need to hear that. And I'm excited because I am, you know, a fan and I promote it. I walk it. I live it. I sing it. I say it all the time. And, you know, I'm always, you know, laughing and talking with people, always smiling. And you know, I've used to always be told, you know, have been told, why do you always laugh? Why do you always smile? So at times it would make me feel a certain way, like, well, maybe I do laugh too much. Maybe I do smile too much. But I'm like, you know, with everything that's going on today, especially today, I'd rather smile. I'd rather be happy than to be angry and mad for whatever reason, which is just going to drain our energy.
I totally agree. It's a lot more fun being happy than angry.
Yes.
Right?
A lot more easier.
And, you know, it's funny. You say people look at you like, why are you always smiling? I could go into different cities, even different countries, and people will look at me, at people that are perfect strangers, and they're literally looking at me so I can smile for them and they could smile back. I'll tell you, we've had enough wars, enough reasons to dislike one another. And you know what? We've looked at millennia of doing this, and I think there's a better way. And I write everything from that perspective of how can we be a happier people? How can I find the things that unite us rather than divide us? The best about us, the common things that bring us all together, that make us smile, make us appreciate one another. And it makes me happy, and it's really all that I'm about. And I happen to use writing and every other resource I can, whether it's speaking, podcasts, writing.
Absolutely.
Blogging, just to share that with others, because I think there's a better world out there.
That is so true. Well, share with us, you're promoting the Art of Happiness or the Foundation of Happiness. Like, share a little bit about that with us as far as, you know, the process of it and your reason behind it and, you know, and the things that you would like to see come out of it. Share that with us.
Oh, thank you. You know, as I was listening to you both speak at the beginning, I actually forgot I was going to be one of your guests. I was so involved in the conversation. And you were talking about being moms and being loved.
Yes.
And one of you, something about loving unconditionally. Do you know, I didn't start writing until I was in my 50s, even though I would always be like a small journaler for myself. And I was always an idea person. But when I got into my 50s, my daughter grew up a little bit, and I was more on my own, and I could concentrate on my own things. I was actually getting out of bed at night with fun stories and great little ideas, and I'd go to my computer and I'd write them down. My first blog was a story, and I called it, How Do You Want to Be Remembered? And it's funny, I'm left-handed. I always think at the end, and you want to know, I went to I think it was a cemetery one day, and I'm looking at all the little tombstones. This is to talk to anybody about how do we start writing. And do you know, I looked at all these little memories, never to be forgotten, and I thought, if they had to record me on a couple of lines on a tombstone, how do I want to be remembered? And do you know what my words were? Two words, she loved. She loved.
Oh,
so
wow.
Everything I do, whether it's in my book series, The Art of Happiness, or it's in my brand new e-course, Foundations of Happiness, it's all about love. We love ourselves.
Yeah.
We love other people. And it's a developing sense of how we can look past one another's fears, acquired habits, darkness that we've all grown up around, and look past it and see the love that makes us all the same. So that's really the whole reason behind everything I do. I'm an idea person. I was a little girl who grew up thinking I want to meet the world. Everybody out there is my distant relative, even if I've never met them. And so my writing helps, like a ribbon, pull people together.
Yes,
so that's my backstory.
Wow. You know,
you
it's
know,
interesting. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You're the interviewer, not me.
I was just going to say it's interesting that you said that you would love her just two words to be on your tombstone. In particular, she loved. The other day I was making a Canva, which is like a meme for my book, promoting my book that just was published 2 months ago. And so one of the quotes that I created in my book was, love is the essence of happiness. And so it just amazes me how, you know, you said two things in particular that I would like people to see. And so you're, of course, they will definitely know that you were one that was always happy and always, you know, taught and promoted happiness, you know, to other ones, to other people and, you know, to people all over. But when you said she loved, and I'm like, I tell people that all the time, you know, happiness it stems from, you got to be, you can't be hateful and be happy. That just doesn't mix.
Right,
but, you know,
you're so right. You're so right. And the process we go through in life helps bring us there if we think that way. I want to add another word to happiness, too, and love.
Okay.
When you're happy, you're also very free. When you love others, you love yourself, you are so free. And do you know, again, this is for anyone who loves to write or feels like they need to express. When I was a little girl, I wasn't always that happy. My grandmother used to call me waterworks. She said, Maura, every time I look at you, you're crying. I think I always felt like, oh, everybody's telling me what to do. I want to be free. But I made a decision as a little child that I would grow up and grow older to be a happy and free person. And so not only did I do that in my life, and go through various stages. And, you know, it requires a lot of rethinking. But now I take so many of my life experiences and I turn them into little books and little anecdotes. And I give other people those life stories so that they could go back in their own heads and rethink and revisit and come back out with love, happiness, and their own personal freedom.
Absolutely. I know when I was reading on about you, some information, you know, that you had submitted to us about you, and you mentioned that when you were in the third grade and you had read every single biography in the fifth grade library, and I thought that was amazing right there. But you said once you finished, you were disappointed. And so I was like, wow, amazing. So share a little bit about that. Like, why were you disappointed, and what was it that kind of triggered that, wait a minute, in the fifth grade?
Funny how you would ask that question. Yes, the fifth grade had this library of, they were probably called like American biographies, but they would be classic biographies, each one a story. Written at a child's level. It started from birth, went to death, and they were from all different backgrounds, all different people, growing up during all different times with all different circumstances, and every one of them had hurdles to overcome. And as they overcame the hurdles, they ended up being the inventors, the explorers, the social advancers, the people that caused others to get free or to move forward. I used to read those books, and I probably inserted myself into those books as if they were my personal adventures. I learned so much. And you know what? They so inspired me, and I think that's why I've always believed there is a better world for all of us. And it goes back to that little tiny candle within us that says there's hope. And I think for me, reading all those biographies of people that did things that were bigger than they were, but what they did impacted so many others for good. I wanted more of those stories. And so even today, many of the stories I write about, and they're even included in my own The Foundations of Happiness course that I've written, I take people's personal stories and I show how as individuals have overcome their own hurdles, they use those prior challenges to not only move themselves forward, but also to impact the lives of others in their community and in their world for better. And so I must have come into this world as something of a dreamer and something of a person who always saw the better. And so I think when that last biography was done, I was like, oh, my gosh, I need more books because it was my fuel.
Your e-course, The Foundation of Happiness, you said, it's a self-help course on emotional intelligence. Now tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was going to be a standard book, and what ended up coming out of it was an e-course, so it's online and it's multimedia, and it's the culmination of a half a century of experience.
Mm-hmm.
It is things to listen to, things to watch as in videos, things to read about, and things to think about personally. And this is like taking a master's course for anyone who wants to rethink their lives, go back through the narratives of their lives that either they were told or they told themselves. It goes back through all those little areas of our lives that get us caught, that take away our hope, that take away our sense of being someone who's here for a reason to live and to love and to be free. And it just causes people to go back and revisit. And the whole idea, I called it Foundations of Happiness, because most of those foundations are found in our mind. And so I help people rethink, which is what I did in life. And continue to do.
Exactly. I know, you know, especially, you know, when you're walking in, I would say, a space of positive energy, and just because it's, you're definitely going to have that positive energy around you to just be happy, to simply be happy, and to promote it and to share it with others, you know, it has to be a way of life for you and just a way of thinking. So the way that you process, you know, your everyday actions, your everyday, you know, moves, your everyday reactions, it's just a way of thinking, your mindset. And so your mindset certainly have to be, you know, in that area of just, you know, positivity and just, you know, and you have to have that love inside of you to express, you know, to let out that happiness so that happiness can come forth and be effective because people can tell.
And
like,
you know, now,
like, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Now helped me make a new connection. That's probably why I was feeding my mind as a young child with other people's biographies of overcoming stories. And it wasn't just overcoming or surviving, but it was making the day brighter and better for others. And so this has been an ongoing mindset. And I have to tell you, when I first started writing about happiness, people looked at me like, who's going to want to read about that? We'd rather read about divorces, wars, right? Cancer.
Exactly.
And, or who, you know, who broke up and who's got too much Botox. And it's funny that whatever era we're in, we still have issues in the world, but there are more and more people that are looking for things that make them feel better, higher, and more unified and more connected. And it just makes me happy, and I'm thrilled to do everything I do.
Exactly.
You know,
I can hear it.
You know,
go ahead. Were you
which,
ready to say something?
I was, because I don't know how much time you have with me, and I don't want to forget this. On my website, there's a gift I'd love to offer any of your listeners. It was it's one of my ebooks in the Art of Happiness series, and it's called Exiting the Comfort Zone, Dance or Die. It's just a little book, but it's cute. It's all about my story of really stepping into a childhood dream at age 50. I always wanted to learn how to dance, didn't start doing it until I was 50, but it talks about what life is like when we hold back on our dreams and what it takes in order to press through all of the emotional baggage and get to our happiness. So if there's anyone who would like it, they could write to me. Maura@mauraforyou.com and request it, and I'll send it to them free. It's just a little fun book, and I think it would help uplift everyone and remind them that they have a dream too.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know, you and I can talk and talk and talk, so we'll definitely connect, Mari, offline. But I'm going to let Kaneen come in because she's like, I'm going to kill you. I want to talk to Mari, Mara, myself. So, Kaneen, I'll let you take over.
Yes. So, no, that's quite right. So, hi, Mara. Nice to hear from you again.
I know, and I'm so glad we spoke yesterday too.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I just want to say, you know, it's so fascinating hearing your story. And one thing I love is that you didn't let anything stop you. At the age of 50, you say, you know what, I'm going to live my happiness, I'm going to live in my dreams. And you began, you started to move towards, you know, you said one of the things you mentioned was becoming a dancer or learning how to dance. And and most people would say, you know what, at 50, no, I'm not going to do that. But you push through your comfort zone, and that's what I love, and that's what something I also tell those that I coach around writing is just pushing through your comfort zone. And so I wanted to ask you, do you have a team of supporters or anything that supports you in your writing?
Cool. You know, I want to say my best support is my husband. We've been together since we were 19. He, too, is a writer, and we've worked together off and on 3 times. And I have several friends. And so we all support one another in whatever our ventures are. We provide feedback. But I would say my number one supporter happens to be my husband. He's a great sounding board.
That's awesome. Because, you know, one of the things I find you know, in anything that I do, especially when it comes to happiness, is that for you to be your best, I mean, some people say you don't need anyone, but I definitely believe you need a team to support you to be your best, to live in happiness. And I believe we were here, you know, we came here definitely for companionship, not, you know, to connect with other people. So I love the fact, you know, what you're doing and also how you bring your message to the world, whatever you have gone through, you bringing that to the world and you're letting others know you can live in your happiness no matter what age you are, no matter who you are, no matter your background. So I really thank you and commend you for that. I know we are out of time. So I just want you to give your information again to all those. And then also if they would like to ask you any questions or reach out to you, where can they contact you again?
Oh, all right. You know, if they're on Huffington Post, they could look for Maura Sweeney. If they love podcasts, I'm on iTunes, Stitcher, Maura Sweeney. My website is, again, my name, Maura, M as in Mary, A-U-R-A, followed by number 4, letter U, so mauraforyou.com. And if they go there, they could find videos, they could find free books, they could find everything they need. And again, if anyone would like to write to me, Maura@mauraforyou.com, and order or ask me just for a free copy of Exiting the Comfort Zone, I'd love to send it. And thank you all for allowing me just to share, I want to say, my spirit with other people and encourage them. And whoever's listening today that has something they need to share, I just hope that they are inspired today to share what they have with the rest of the world. The rest of the world may never know their gift unless they're willing to step out of their comfort zone and display it to others.
Wow, that is so awesome. So
beautiful.
We thank you
yes.
so much for that. And one thing I definitely love is that you didn't stop at the writing, but you took your message beyond and you created a podcast and an e-course. So that is so great, and that's something that we love to share with our writers, how you can take your message beyond the publishing stage and begin to move forward. So thank you for being our guest. We want to welcome
thank
you back.
So
we
much.
Are certainly going to be in contact with you after the show.
Yes.
Thank you again. Bye.
Okay, Maura. Have a great evening. Great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Radio Nation. Writers Nation Radio listeners, we will be right back in 2 minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be coming up with our next guest.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone.
Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Okay, good afternoon again. Welcome, Writers Nation listeners. We are back. We thank you so much for listening and being part of today's show. We have a wonderful guest who's going to be coming up with us in the next minute. We want to welcome Evie. She is phenomenal in what she's doing in the world. She is a physical therapist for over 20 years, and she is a coach in the health industry. So many people are out there, and they want to know, you know what, how can I get my health back in order? I know definitely I need to hear this. And so many people are just, you know, Shalonda, it ties into the last guest, because for you to be happy, you have to be in good health.
Absolutely.
Because it's all connected, you know. Like Shalonda, your coaching is happy wealth, happy health. Happy health is wealth. That's what it is. So we want to welcome, without further ado, we want to welcome our guest, Evie Andrew. Evie, good afternoon. How are you?
I am very well. How are you?
I am so great. Thank you for coming on the show. I have Shalonda, the co-host, here with us today.
Yes. Hi, Evie.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And Evie, tell us a little bit about what are you doing in the world? How did you get into the area of coaching? And also, you know, what caused you to move and serve in the area of coaching?
This is my passion. It is actually kind of a hobby, but it is truly a passion. After 20 years in healthcare, and especially after the last 5 years when the pressure for profit in healthcare has just soared, I've watched as people were not taught how to get their needs met. So we've moved from the doctor being the one to control what's going on with your health to your being having to be able to control what's going on with your health. And most people aren't even aware of it. And so I wrote a book to help people be advocates for each other, for their loved ones. If there is a time when you end up having to go to the hospital, and as humans, you know, that happens. It's a steady trade.
Absolutely,
so if something were to happen, how do you advocate for your loved one, your child, your spouse, whoever, your parent? So I really wanted to help people to get their needs met, to advocate for others when they are in a position where they cannot advocate for themselves, and to help people understand how to hire a doctor. And when I say hire a doctor, that's what I mean. They are your employees.
Wow.
And it's a different mindset, but it's a new mindset that we have to adopt in order to get our needs truly met in healthcare these days. And
absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Shalonda.
No, I was just going to say, your book, I love the title. You Have Gray Hair, Beware. I love that. Tips, tools, and tricks to get your needs met in the healthcare. As far as that title, tell me a little bit about that. How did that come up?
The reason it came up, I have been in geriatrics almost my entire career. Because I love geriatrics. Our elders have so much to offer us.
Mm-hmm.
And
so true.
The time that I spent with them is just so precious. They are just such wonderful people with such wisdom. I can't even begin to tell you. But what I saw was ageism.
Mm-hmm.
And the ageism in our society where we value young looks, young people, young energy, and we are not valuing our elders. That ageism is transferred into the healthcare system significantly in our treatment and our health treatment of our elders. And so, it's very disheartening to someone who loves our elders like I do. I was very continuously disheartened at the dismissiveness that the healthcare industry has treated our elders. So that's why the title of the book, and I do have a bit in there about ageism, what it means, and ways for our elders to be able to address that when it happens. Not very many, I just brush on that subject, but I think that our elders feel that if they don't, because our society is so geared toward the young and youth in how we look, et cetera, that they forget that they have the power of the wisdom and the experience of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And when people in healthcare, especially when people who are younger in healthcare say things like, "Oh, honey," just go sit down, sweetheart. I just don't get me on my soapbox. So,
oh, honey.
This is how that all started.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, when you wrote that, when you wrote your book, did you have a team in place, or were you like recording things along the way when you wrote your book, or exactly? Tell us a little bit about that process in writing this book.
It took a while to write this book, and I have to say that there, I started out with these ideas, and I'm very fortunate to have the most wonderful wife, and she really, really supported me and was like, write it down. And I kept writing, and I kept writing. And then I started saying, well, you know, I could add this. And she said, you do have to stop at some point.
Uh-oh. You need to talk to Kenine on that one.
So it was really a long time in the making. It took a long time for me to figure out what I wanted to put in and what I didn't. And I did take out some of the stories that not inspirational feeling that are lessons to us to not allow these things to happen to us, because that does not help people to feel good about where they're going. And that editorial process was difficult, but I really felt good about it once I did it.
And that's good that you mentioned that too, especially, for writers or authors who's in the process of writing their book or completing their book at this time. If writing something and you don't feel as though it's, will uplift or really will help another, but kind of make them revert or feel a certain type of way. All of that is very important. If it's something that I feel like, if it's something you're writing or if you're journaling, you're writing things about yourself and you just need to get it out, that's one thing.
Right.
But if it's something that you're writing and you're trying to get your message across to what you're doing. You know, your main thing is to give people information, to educate people more on their health and health care, and, you know, how to live, you know, a healthier, you know, life, and to become aware, you know, of some things, you know, about health and about the health care industry, and, you know, even with, you know, with their provider along, you know, to be able to know what type of questions to ask their providers, you know, because sometimes, a lot of times, we don't know what questions to ask. We don't know anything. We just go in there like, okay, tell me what I need to know. But, you know, there's questions that maybe our healthcare provider may not know, or may not mention, or feel like we already have that information, or may know. And it's so much that they can offer that we don't know. And, you know, and at least give us, you know, lead us in the right direction to where we can get, you know, the proper health that we need. So this is a very, very good, very inspirational, you know, journey that, you know, that you're taking and that you're doing. And so appreciative of it, because it's extremely important. If we have no health, we have no life.
Absolutely. And, you know, Shalonda, I wanted to say as well to Evie, I wanted to say to you, I so appreciate and I love what you're doing. And it's something that you said, one of the questions that we asked is, what information can you share with others to get the message into the world? And you said, when you teach people how to advocate for themselves and their loved ones, you open up all areas to them, not just healthcare. So I think that's so phenomenal, because you are taking a stand for others. And that's what I love, and that's what we need in the world, those who would take a stand. Like, we're taking a stand for writers, but you're taking a stand for the elderly and for health care, and to see fit that they have the information that they need, because they can't advocate for them. Well, some of them cannot advocate, you know, for themselves. So I so appreciate that in you and what you're doing, because it's so powerful. And and especially because you went a step further. You not only spoke on it, you know, speak on their behalf, but now you're creating a book that's going to help others. And I'm pretty sure it's not just for elderly, it's for all. But you created this book to show others the appreciation of the elderly. And, you know, and it's not just the elderly, but the appreciation of wisdom, because they've been here for some time, so they can certainly add to our wisdom. They can certainly add to things that, you know, we need to learn in the world. So I so appreciate you for that, and I just had to say that. Sorry, Shalonda.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I do have a passion for our elders, and but you're right. This book is for everybody. And anytime anyone ends up in the hospital for any reason, illness or injury or any reason, you are not in a position to advocate for yourself. And so we need to know how to advocate for each other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's something that I want to, something that you wrote, and I just want to read it out. I want you to kind of like just expound a little bit on it. Well, the question was, what information can you share with others to get, you know, their message out? And you said, when you teach people how to advocate for themselves and their loved ones, you open up all areas to them, not just health care.
That's true.
And I think
that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah. Just expound a little bit on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that when you teach people to advocate,
yes,
you are also giving them permission to advocate. And for some reason, we feel like we need permission to be able to stand up and say, hey, you know, that isn't right.
Yes.
We need to fix this. And there's so many areas in our life right now. So many isms. So many, so much pain, because well, I'm not even going to go into the because. That's a long road. But it allows us, and it gives us permission to stand up and advocate for each other in other areas, the areas where you're walking in the grocery store, and it may be a small thing, but if you see somebody who is being discriminatory, or if you see somebody who's having a rough go, and all it takes is a word from you, it gives you permission to do that. It gives you a permission to advocate for the person on the street who just needs a hand. And so when I teach people how to advocate for each other in healthcare, they start seeing the ways in which we can advocate for each other in all the areas of our lives. And that's so important.
Absolutely. Extremely important.
Yeah, we need to be together. We need to be together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, we truly, Abby, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your knowledge and your expertise. We appreciate what you're doing right here. This is awesome, and like Kaneen said, extremely powerful. What I want you to do before we go, I want you to give out all of your information as far as how to order your book, give the title of your book, and how to order your book, and how to reach you, and, you know, share with you as far as, you know, information regarding your book and how they're able to come in and let you know, how you've been such an inspiration to them. You know, give us all of your social media, you know, and where to order your book and everything. But I wanted to know, Kaneen, do you have anything else to ask Abby?
Well,
no, that's it.
Thank you.
Go ahead,
Abby, Abby. On the show.
Well, my name is E.B. Andrew, and you can just ebandrew.com, or you can go to grayhairaware.com.
Okay.
And this is, like I said, kind of a hobby and a passion. And you can go to with-respect.com, which is the parent company under which I kind of work. My main job is with them. We are a company that helps organizations eliminate all the isms in their organizations. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, and this has been a passion. You can go to Amazon.com and type in, if you have gray hair, beware, and my book will pop up. You can order the book through my website. I have contact information on my website. You can go there and type whatever questions or anything. It will come straight to my email. I'm happy to answer any questions. All the templates for the healthcare notebook, for you to be able to hold your healthcare people accountable or to keep track of anything, are free on my website. And please just go download them, use them. There are several different templates and different styles of templates for different people. And please, please use them. I'm more than happy to answer any questions. Just email me.
Well, thanks so much, Abby, and our apologies for saying Abby. But
that's
thanks
okay.
so much.
Okay.
I like
yes,
Abby even
thank
better.
You.
Thank
it's
you so much.
Short for Elizabeth.
I like that. Well, certainly we want to have you back on the show later, you know, in the year, and just, you know, give us an update on what's going on, what's the next, you know, great latest and greatest project. And we, you know, hope and wish you all the best, and certainly keep in touch with us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you both so much. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, and
thank
you have
you.
A wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
You too. Well, we will be going to break right now. We'll be right back, Writers Nation. Do not go anywhere.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, Writers Nation. We have had an excellent, excellent show. We truly appreciate our guests, and we truly appreciate, you know, what they're doing out there in the world and, you know, the message that they're sending across to everyone, you know, because it's all about our health, and it's all about, you know, the way that we embrace our health, our lives, and, you know, being happy, you know, our attitudes and, you know, our life and about what we, you know, the journey that we take. And so, the, you know, some of our journeys can be a little complex. Most of our journeys can be complex, and sometimes we don't know which way to turn. We don't know which way to go. And, you know, it's important that we keep our attitudes, you know, going in a direction of positivity. You know, stay happy. And even if, you know, it's important that you consume joy. It's important that you be mindful of your environment and be mindful of your circle, you know, the circle that you call your friends and the circle that, you know, you hang out with at work or you hang out with at home or, you know, when you go out to places and just spend that time, that personal time. Just be mindful of, you know, the things that you do and the people that you surround yourself, because it's very important, because energy travels, and everyone, you know, it's a body full of energy, and it can be good or it can be bad, and so we just need to be mindful of our energy and mindful of the energy that's around us, because that definitely helps shape, you know, our view on life and our view on society. So, you know, it's easy. Very easy to be angry, and it's easy to be angry, and it costs a lot, and, you know, and I won't say it's so much as easy, you know, because usually it's like this: we're quick to gravitate to drama, so I'll put it that way. We're quick to gravitate to things that's going on in the world, but then, you know, if something positive is going on in someone's life or in others' lives, we're kind of very hesitant or reluctant by sharing that with others or just being happy for that individual, you know, but that's very, very important. It says a lot about you, and it does a lot, you know, as far as your reactions, as far as your thoughts, as far as who you are. It does a lot with shaping who you are and who you can become. So just be mindful of all of that. And certainly, you know, visit us on our Facebook, because we'll be sharing a lot about, you know, Mara Sweeney, her happiness, her the art of happiness, the foundation of happiness. You can get all the information you need on our Facebook and Twitter. The Writers Nation, as far as our Facebook and Twitter, at Writers_Nation, as well as our second guest, Ebi Andrew, who talks about, who educates us on healthcare and being an advocate, you know, for ourselves as well as others, you know, in sharing information about, you know, just staying healthy and being aware of things that surround our health, because if we're not healthy, I can guarantee you we have no life. So it's very important that, you know, we all stay aware and we all stay knowledgeable. And, again, you know, Kaneen and I are so appreciative for everyone tuning in every single Tuesday on our show. We really, truly appreciate. We hope that we're helping somebody out, you know. We may not can help millions, but as long as we're helping two or three, that's important, and it certainly make a difference, because, you know, you got to start somewhere. So we truly appreciate you, and again, we want to just extend Happy Mother's Day across the land to all of the beautiful mothers. We hope that you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week and a wonderful Mother's Day. We love you. We hope only the best for you, and we hope that you guys have a blessed week, and certainly tune in next Tuesday at the same time, 11:30 Central and 12:30 Eastern. certainly do not forget to participate in our Great Mother's Day giveaway, because we have something special for you and we would love to hear from you. Please remember to reach out to us on social media so we can chit-chat. And until we meet again, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. May you be prosperous and blessed. We are Outrightist Nation Radio.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.